Good morning and welcome back to a brand new episode of Motherhood on Mondays. Welcome back, guys. It's me, Jessica, and I hope you guys are enjoying this chilly November so far. We're getting really, really close to Thanksgiving, or it might even be the week after Thanksgiving after this gets posted. I am just so excited and also just overflowing with thankfulness this year. I feel like God has just blessed us tremendously this year, and I'm just really excited for the holiday season this year. But today we're going to be talking about something that happens a lot to us as moms, and that is when we mess up and when we get things wrong as a mom. The world will tell us a lot of different things we should think or say or do or not do when we mess up with our kids. And if you're not very careful, it can be very easy to just justify things away, justify our shortcomings, or when we yell or make mistakes. So today we're going to look at the biblical approach of, as moms, how can we embrace the Bible's goal and the Bible's purpose in having a structure and a desire for this special way we need to mend things when we mess up with our kids. So let's dive into it, guys. Well, guys, let me tell you, I have made my fair share of mistakes as a mom. I have messed up. I have accidentally sinned against my children or even my husband, or unknowingly done something that has upset my kids in my life as a mom. Let's be honest, there's so many different ways that we can mess up as moms, whether it's accidentally yelling at our kids when we promised ourselves we would never yell. Maybe you accidentally forgot to pick up your child from school and you were distracted doing something else. You know, there's a litany of ways we can mess up as moms, and let's be honest, we do not like to mess up as moms. We like to have all the bases covered, but inevitably, we're going to mess up and we are going to sin against our kids, whether that is having a lack of patience, a lack of grace, a lack of self-control. We are going to find a time in our motherhood journey of where we lack in the fruits of the Spirit that God has given us. And so today I want to share with you just what does the biblical way look like, and let's compare that to what the almost right way but wrong way that the world tells us we should handle when we mess up as moms. And so the first thing I think about as moms is, what do we spend a lot of time consuming information on? And for me, I know a lot of moms are on Instagram. We follow our favorite accounts, and those little squares on Instagram can quickly be deceiving if you are not being discerning as a mom. And I remember early on in my motherhood, I used to cling to those tiny squares of promise on Instagram, that so-and-so Instagram influencer who was a parenting coach or just wrote really cute captions. I would almost cling to those promises more than I would cling to the promises of Scripture. And I get it, because when you read these words that you see on Instagram, a lot of the times it's relatable. You feel like you can connect to another mom, that someone out there is experiencing the same level of frustration or is messing up in the same way as you. So it feels relatable and it feels good. And it's like, yes, I can relate to that. Now, it's not bad to relate to things, but we need to have an accurate view of how we view ourselves and what the purpose of repentance is in our lives as moms, and not neglect what the Word of God says we should do when we do sin. And I think something that a lot of moms really struggle with is taking accountability for when we sin against our children. And this is really tricky, because it's really hard to admit that you're wrong or that you've messed up. And the world really does spend a whole lot of time trying to justify and remedy any sort of guilt or shame that moms might feel. And one way they do this is, first of all, they say, if anything that mommy shames you, anything that makes you feel bad, that is a bad feeling and you should just throw that off, mama, because you shouldn't feel bad. You're trying your best. So don't feel bad if you mess up. Don't feel bad if you yell at your kids, because you're a good mom, so you shouldn't feel bad about it. The other way that they do this is, you know, relatable Instagram posts that's like, if your kids watch TV this week, all week, you're still a good mom. Or don't feel bad. Don't be ashamed if you did this. You're just trying to make it through there. So the world offers a lot of really empty condolences and justifications for our sin as moms. And first of all, we have to, acknowledge these sayings for what they are. They're empty words full of deceit that lack hope, but they also are very deceiving, because what it says is that you are okay on your own. You are okay just as you are. You are okay being self-sufficient as your own, on your mom, on your own works, apart from Christ. And so we really need to look at just how tricky these sayings can be, because not only is it a lie in the fact that it is telling you it's okay to do those things when it's really not, but it's also pointing you to a false gospel of your own self-sufficiency being okay. And so it is imperative that as Christian moms, we do not buy into the world's perspective of motherhood, and especially that we do not buy into this false gospel of how should we view ourselves when we mess up. And the world says you shouldn't feel bad about it when you feel like you are messing up, because the world labels things like guilt and shame as bad. But you have to have a biblical perspective on the purpose of guilt or conviction or shame, and what those emotions are telling us, and how God biblically uses emotions to direct our hearts back to Him. So just kind of, that's a lot, right? That's a lot that we are just unpacking there. But now that we've kind of talked about what the world says, and now that we know that the world is going to try and just make us feel better by empty means, let's look at what actually the Bible says about sin. So we're going to look at two verses here. And the first verse that we're going to dive into is one you've probably heard many times, and that is Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that's just the honest truth. We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all need to accept that reality as moms, that there's not going to be a time of like where we don't fall short. We're going to fall short a lot. And what is the purpose of that falling short? And part of that is to show us that we cannot live our lives as moms apart from Christ being self-sufficient on our own. We needed a Savior who would come in and who would be the perfect sacrifice to atone for our sins so that we could be justified through Him. We could not do this by our own works. The only person that could do this is God. So this idea that we can justify ourselves by these pitiful sayings of you are enough, you are good enough, it's a lie. The second verse I want to share with you guys is talking about what should we do when we do sin, you know, against our kids, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen with our husbands too. So 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wow, how powerful is that promise? Now, if we take the promise of 1 John 1:9 and you measure that up to an Instagram square, this verse actually has a backbone to it. It has hope. It has a future. There is redemption in 1 John 1:9. But when you look at an Instagram square, there is no hope to that pitiful parenting statement that is telling you to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps of your own motherhood. But when you look to 1 John 1:9, that says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And who is forgiving our sins? Is it us forgiving our sins? Nope, it is God. It is Jesus's work on the cross that forgives us of our sins. We are not capable of forgiving ourselves of our sins because we're sinning against God. And, you know, we try and justify it. We try and push off the shame. We try to push off the guilt. But when we have sinned, we are sinning against God. It's not just us being able to wipe that slate clean. It is us needing to go to God. But what it also says, He is faithful and just. He isn't going to throw you under the bus. He isn't going to be cruel. He is faithful and just. He will forgive you of your sins. And then what else is the promise at the end of this verse that we see? He will cleanse us from unrighteousness. So this is a process that is necessary to walk out as Christian moms with our kids. And there is a purpose to that. Not only for restoration with our kids, but to cleanse us and sanctify us as we walk out our righteousness with God. Now, if you go the parenting route that follows the world, you're not going to get any of those things. And so often what I see happening in this crazy cycle that I call worldly ideas is these moms will continue to say these phrases, continue to cling to these phrases of, well, I'm good enough because I tried my best. And when you measure that up with scripture, you see that that is just not the truth. And there's no hope to those things. There's no grace. There's none of God's faithfulness and justness to forgive us from that. So when you're buying into the world, you're buying into a lie. So what do we do when we mess up with our kids and we sin? Well, first of all, we have to stop justifying our sins, and we need to face up and be accountable to the fact that we sinned. A lot of the times as moms, we can either be prideful about admitting our sin to kids, especially if you have kids that are older and they can see your sin and point it out. We don't want to admit that. And so often we'll say, well, I'm your mom, so you're just supposed to obey me. Well, you know, we're still called to not sin. And if we sin against our kids, we need to make that right. And the other thing we need to do is not fight against that maybe conviction or that guilt that you're feeling in that moment. And don't try and bury it. Don't try to justify it. You need to do what God's purpose is for that guilt and that conviction. You know, when we wronged Christ and, you know, He had to die on the cross, He took all of our sin. And, you know, we now when we're convicted about things, it's a good sign. It means that the Holy Spirit is working in you, and now you get to respond to that calling that you're feeling. So often the world says, nope, shove it off, don't address it. But it's a wonderful opportunity to address something and actually walk out sanctification. So when you're feeling conviction, when you're feeling guilt, don't push it away, don't push it down. It needs to do its purpose that Christ has intended for you to do. And for that intention is, you know, repentance, going back to God, and to have that restoration, that redemption, and that reconciliation there, you know. And, you know, in the gospel, we have, you know, we have those four elements. You have the creation, the fall of man, God's redemption to us, and God's consummation, or, you know, some people like to say reconciliation to Him. And we get to walk that out in the sense of with our kids when we mess up with them. You know, we fall short, and then we get this opportunity to repent. We get a chance to respond to it, to repent, and then receive forgiveness. And then we get that reconciliation. And not only does that get to mirror in the gospel that we see God doing over and over and over again, we get to do that and walk that out with our kids. So when we mess up, here is what I do with my kids. First of all, I don't try and justify the fact that I've sinned. I don't go to my kids and say, I'm sorry, I should have slept in more, I didn't get enough sleep, I, you know, was lacking patience because X, Y, Z. I go to my child, which my five-year-old now can see many of these, and I say, Charles, I sinned against you when I, you know, raised my voice at you, when I was impatient for you to get your shoes on, or when I was harsh with you, or, you know, when I sent you to your room and I really shouldn't have. I sinned against you when I XYZ. I don't justify it. I don't make excuses for it. I say, Charles, I sinned against you. So often we just try to justify it because, Charles, you know, I'm sorry. I yelled at you because my mom yelled at me. And here's the thing. As moms, this is something that can come up often is, well, I didn't want to be the mom that yelled, but my mom yelled at me. And I can say this because my mom yelled at me, and I have made that mistake too with my kids. We cannot push our sin off onto our moms. We are still choosing to sin when we make the decision to yell at our kids. We are still choosing to sin when we are impatient with our own children, even if our own moms did it with us. Because our relationship with God, we are still accountable to God to that, even if our own moms failed at it. This is something I've had to deal with myself, is not say, well, I don't know any better because I didn't have the example of my mom. Well, who do we have the ultimate example in? We have the ultimate example with Christ. When we fall short, when we're lacking the characteristics of God, it is because we need to be spending time abiding in Christ. What you are abiding in is going to be what the overflow of your heart is. If you're lacking in patience and grace and those fruits of the Spirit, are you abiding in God's word enough? And are you applying those things biblically into your life so that you are not only having head knowledge, but that you're having heart transformation? You cannot have heart transformation and head if you do not spend time and abide in it. And you can't act like you can do it without it, because trust me, you can't. So you can't push your sin off on the fact that maybe your mom yelled at you. It is still a sin, and it's not something to justify or keep doing. It's time to crucify the flesh. It is time to crucify that sin. Be killing that sin. And you know, this is something I have started doing with myself, is holding myself to Christ-like excellence. No more excuses, no more if, ands, and buts. You know, we don't like it when our kids say, well, mom, but mom. And you know, we do the same thing with God. Well, God, I was just impatient with my son for putting his shoes on because, you know, XYZ. So moms, let's crucify the flesh. Let's hold ourselves to Christ-like excellence and stop justifying, because that's also worldly things. So I go to my son, I apologize, I don't make excuses. And then, you know, I ask him for forgiveness, and sometimes, you know what, he doesn't want to forgive me. And then I have to walk out talking that through with him about the Bible, the gospel, why God wants us to forgive, what that does for our hearts. And then if we get to that point of forgiveness, then we have reconciliation and we hug and we will oftentimes pray. And that is how we handle in our house when I sin and fall short. Sometimes it's going to my husband. Sometimes it's, you know, whatever child I messed up with, you know, and walking that out. But here's the beautiful thing about that. When you stop going the way of the world and you embrace God's model and take the time to repent and recounsel, it is a beautiful thing to see God work out that purpose that he has for us, not only in the Bible, but walking that out in our lives. It makes us more accountable for what we're doing. It holds us to Christ-like excellence. And our kids start to notice that too. Our kids know what they need to do. They know that they can trust that we are going to see when we mess up and that we're going to make it right. And you know what? It is a great thing for your kids to know, you know, my mom and dad don't always get it right, but they will always apologize. And you know, that's something I didn't grow up with. I didn't have parents that ever apologized. And that was really, really hard. I was like, oh, this is so aggravating. And it can really frustrate a child too. So that's what we do. That's how we handle it when I mess up. We don't go the way of the world, but we look at what the Bible says and we see that God is faithful and just to help cleanse us from our unrighteousness. It gives us a hope for the future and actually produces real heart change versus the world's way, which does not produce real heart change in our lives as moms. So before we go, I'm going to pray for you guys and send you guys off. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. And if you did, share it with someone else. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you are a God that forgives. Thank you that you are a God that died on the cross for our sins, and you made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have redemption through you. Help us to be moms that embrace your model for when we mess up. Help us to not hold on to the promises of an Instagram square that can't produce a hope or a change in our hearts, but help us to hold to the truths of Scripture more than the fake promises of the world that soothe momentarily but do not offer a actual long-term solution. So in Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that it would give you some stepping stones for the next time that you mess up. But I also hope that it could encourage you that as moms, we don't have to repeat the same cycles. That when we grab onto Scripture and keep walking out Scripture, it produces real heart changes and real alive life transformation. So guys, I will see you guys next week. Make sure to follow me over on Instagram @RefinedPurpose, and I'll see you guys next week.